This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, and the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, we have the story of the sale of Joseph, and we'll analyze certain things about the story of Joseph. The Torah tells you that when Yosef was 17 years old, he was shepherding the sheep of his father, and Yosef used to bring evil reports about the brothers to the father. The father loved Yosef more than all his brothers because he was a son that was born in his old age. He made Yosef a special ksoines pasim, a woolen tunic, which showed the preference to Yosef. The brothers realized that Yaakov loves Yosef more than any other brother. They hated him for it, and they couldn't speak to him in peace. The Pasuk on chapter 37, number 5 says, Vayachaloim Yosef chaloim. Yosef had a dream, Vayagad Leechov, and Yosef told to his brothers, Vayosifi oit snoi oisoi, and they increased even more to hate him. Next pasuk, number 6, says, Vayomer aleihem, and he tells them, Shimin noah chalom hazeh asher chalamti, listen to the dream that I have dreamt, and he tells them about the dream, that they are all gathering together and binding sheaf in the middle of the field, and his sheaf stood up and stood erect, and the brothers' sheaves gathered around his sheaf, and they bowed down to his sheaves. The brothers got upset, and they said, Amolech timlech aleinu, are you going to reign over us? Imoshel timshel banu, are you going to rule over us? Vayoisifu oitz noi oisoi, and they hated him even more, Al Chalamoisov, because of his dreams, Val Dvorov, and because of his words. First, we have to understand what happened when Yosef had the dream, meaning that in Pasuk number 5, the Pasuk says that Yosef had a dream and he told his brothers, and they hated him even more. Meaning, the simple interpretation is that he told his brothers the dream. And then on Pasuk number 6 says, Vayomer aleihem, and he tells them, Shimu noach aloim hazeh asher cholamti, listen to this dream that I have dreamt. Why is the Torah telling me before that he told the dream and they hated him even more, when clearly if you read the Torah, he hadn't told them yet about the dream? Simple interpretation, you could say that the Torah is telling you what is going to happen, meaning that the Torah is telling you that Yosef had a dream and they hated him, and now the Torah is explaining how was the dream and why they hated him. But if you read that Pasuk normally, it seems that first Yosef told the brothers that he had a dream, and just by telling the brothers that he had a dream, they already hated him for it, and then he goes into details about the dream. Then they hated him even more for his dream and for his words. Also, we have to understand what does it mean that they hated him more because of the dreams and because of his words. What words are we referring to here? Rashi comments that they hated him for the dreams and the words cannot mean the words of the dream, because that is included in the dream. Therefore, Rashi says what the Torah means, that the brothers hated him for the words, mean that the Basom Ra, the Lashon Hara that Yosef used to bring about the brothers to the father, now that he had the dreams, they hated him for two reasons, for the dreams that he had, and also for the words of Lashon Hara that he used to bring to his father. Those were the cause for them to hate Yosef. The Ramban explains that they hated him for the words, meaning that they hated him for the way he was telling the dream. There are ways you could tell something without putting the other person down, or without gloating, or without showing extreme happiness by what you're saying. If you know that this happiness will only come by the subjugation of others, and he was so happy about his dream, he was almost gloating about his dream, that the brothers hated him for showing such pleasure about the dream. In other words, even though the brothers may have felt the dream will come true, but you don't have to do it with such joy, you don't have to have such pleasure that you are going to be king over us or you're going to be a ruler over us, because of the way he said those words, that's why they hated him. They hated him not only for the dreams, meaning not only for the content of the dreams, but also for the way he spoke the words of the dream. The Rachaim HaKodesh gives a few answers of what it's meant by the words. And according to the Rachaim, we could also answer why in the first pasuk it's not written what was said. The Rachaim HaKodesh says that the words that the brothers were upset were the words that Yosef forced them to say to interpret the dream. Because the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Amed Aleph, there it says in the name of Rav Chisda that Chalma Deloy Mefasher, a dream that has not been interpreted, Kegarta Deloy Mekari, it's like a letter that has not been read. Just like a letter that has not been read, you don't know if it's going to be good or going to be bad, and you have no idea what is written in the letter, so too, when you do not interpret a dream, then it's considered like it's never happened, and the dream cannot come true, neither for good, not for bad, because it's like a letter that has not been read. And Meforshim explains that this follows the rule of Rabbi Elazar on the next Omid, which is 55b, where Rabbi Elazar says that all dreams follow the mouth. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar learns that all dreams follow the mouth from the story of Yosef with the baker and the wine steward, where Yosef interpreted their dreams and the wine steward comes to Pharaoh and tells him that exactly as Yosef interpreted the dream, so it was, which seems to imply that only because Yosef interpreted the dream that way, that's what it happened. Had Yosef not interpreted the dream the way he interpreted, it would have happened a different way. Therefore, the Gemara learns that all dreams follow the mouth. According to this, the Rachaim explains that is why the brothers hated Yosef more, not only because of the dream, but also because of the words, because in Yosef's dream is almost implied the interpretation, meaning the interpretation that Yosef is going to reign and rule over the brothers is implied in the dream. And Yosef obviously knew that once he said those words will come true. Therefore, the brothers hearing Yosef say those words hated them not only for the dream and also for the words. And according to this also, it answers how come in Pasuk number 5 it says that Yosef told them the dream and they hated him, and only in the next Pasuk Yosef tells the exact details of the dream, because it could be that originally Yosef told them, I had a good dream. And just by saying he had a good dream, they already hated him, but they didn't want to hear the dream because they knew that if they hear the full dream, then the dream may come true because it's already a dream that has been interpreted. Yosef also knew this, that if you do not interpret the dream, then the dream will not come true. And Yosef, knowing that this dream was prophetic, Yosef wanted to make sure that the brothers will interpret the dream. Therefore, even though the brothers already hated him for having a good dream, nonetheless, Yosef wanted to make sure to tell them the details of the dream, like that the dream will come true, and because of that, the brothers hated him even more. There is still one question according to this interpretation. How can we say that the brothers hated him so much that just by him saying that he had a good dream, the brothers would hate him? Meaning, According to this interpretation that we just said, in Pasuk number 5, where Yosef tells the brothers he had a dream and they hate him, all Yosef told them is that he had a good dream, because only in the next Pasuk he tells them the details of the dream. And just by Yosef telling the brothers that he had a good dream, the brothers hated him for it. How is it possible that just for the fact that he had a good dream, the brothers would hate him? What is the reason for it? True, it is possible that a person should hate so much another that no matter what the other person is saying, you are going to hate him for it, meaning that you don't want to have any conversation with this person, that just by the person saying something, that causes you to hate him even more. And according to the beautiful interpretation of the Vilna Gaon, such hatred was present by the brothers, because the Vilna Gaon interprets on the end of Pasuk number 4, where the Pasuk says that the brothers hated Yosef, Veloyachlu Dabroi Lesholoim, and he couldn't speak to him for peace. The Vilna Gaon interprets this according to the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Dalet, Omed Aleph, where there the Gemara brings the words of Rabbavin Alevi, where he says, Hanifta mechaveroi, somebody who parts from his friend, meaning saying goodbye to his friends, Alyomer loy leich besholem, should not say go in peace or go with peace, Elo leich lesholem, go to peace. And the Gemara explains that the proof for this statement is from Yisroi, that when Yisroi said goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu before Moshe Rabbeinu went to take out the Jewish people out of Egypt, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Leshalom, go to peace. And that is in Shmos chapter 4, Pasuk 18. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Egypt, Veitzliach, and he was successful. He was able to take the Jewish people out. And yet, when David HaMelech told Avshalom prior to his revolt, where Avshalom says that he wants to go to Hebron to pay his vow, then King David tells him, Leich Beshalom, go in peace. What happened to Avshalom afterwards? Avshalom rebels against David, and then he's riding under a tree. His hair gets caught in the tree, and he is hung and dies. Therefore, when you want a person to be successful and you want him to leave, you say Leich Leshalom goes to peace. But if you want the person to be dead, then you say Leich Beshalom go in peace. The Vilna Gaon says that this is the interpretation of the Pasuk, that the brothers hated Yosef so much that they couldn't come to say Leshalom. Veloyachlo Dabroi Leshalom, they couldn't come to say that he should be successful and alive, because they hated him so much. If they hated him so much, as soon as he said any dream, they would hate him. But Sefer Shemen Rosh is trying to explain how is it possible such holy people would hate a person just by him telling that he had a dream. We are not talking about average people here. We are talking about Shiftei Kah, the tribes that eventually going to be the foundation of the Jewish people. How is it possible that just by Yosef telling them that he had a good dream, that they should hate him already for that? Sefer Shemen Roish answers based also in a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Omed Beis. The Gemara has two versions, the Gemara's version and Rashi's version, where Rashi's version is a little more clearer than the Gemara's version. The Gemara says in the name of Ravuna, Le Adam Toiv Ein Marin Loi Chalom Toiv, to a good person we do not show him a good dream, Le Adam Ra Ein Marin Loi Chalom Ra, and for an evil person we do not show him a bad dream. That is the Gersa in the Gemara. Before we explain the Gemara, we'll say Rashi's Gersa, Rashi's version, and then we'll interpret this Gemara. Rashi's version is Le Adam Toiv Marim Loi Chalom Ra, to a good person we only show a bad dream, Le Adam Ra Marim loy chalom toiv. And from a bad person, we only show a good dream. Rashi explains that since a good person, Hashem wants the reward to be in the world to come, and Hashem wants to maximize his reward, therefore Hashem shows him a bad dream because of his anxiety, because of his pain of having a bad dream, then his sins are going to be forgiven. Any sins that he did not know or didn't yet do tshuva, didn't yet repent, will be forgiven, and he will have a greater share in the world to come. Or another explanation is that since he is worried about that bad dream that he had, then he'll be very careful to behave properly and do good deeds in the day lest his dream come true. Therefore, Hashem wants a good person to be able to withstand his temptations. Therefore, Hashem shows him bad dream. And the opposite is for an evil person. That an evil person, Hashem will show him good dreams, meaning that Hashem will want the evil person to receive his reward in this world, and the pleasure that he gets from having a good dream, that takes away some of the reward that is hidden in the world to come for some good deeds that an evil person does. Therefore, to an evil person, we only show good dreams. As an aside, it is important to know that the Maharsha, when he summarizes all the rules of dreams, says that it is possible for a good person to have a good dream, meaning that certain dreams are clear prophecies, as the dreams of Yosef's were clear prophecies. In that case, it is possible for a good person to have a good dream. When the dreams are not clear prophecies, when a person dreams something and depending how he interprets, that will come true, those are the type of dreams that Ravuna is referring, that we do not show to a good person a good dream. And if you see a good dream, then obviously you are a bad person. Sefer Shemen Rosh says, according to this Gemara, the fact that somebody will have a good dream automatically will show that he is evil. Therefore, as soon as the brothers heard from Yosef that he has a good dream, they realized that Yosef must be an evil person, because they did not think that Yosef's dreams are prophetic. They thought Yosef's dreams are like regular dreams, which we do not show good dreams for a good person. Therefore, the brothers hated them more. The interpretation of the Rachaim is that they hated him because of the words that he said, meaning also based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Omed Beis, where there the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Omar Rabbi Yonason, that Ein marin loy la'adam elo mehirurei liboy, that whatever a person thinks about during the day, he dreams about at night. That whatever thoughts you have during the day, those are the thoughts that you dream about, and they are the ones that cause you to dream. According to this Gemara, the brothers, when they heard Yosef's dream, were upset that Yosef is thinking all day about being king, about ruling over them. Therefore, the brothers hated Yosef not only for the fact that he had a dream, but by the words of the dream. Since the words of the dream shows what he's thinking about it all day, that he's thinking of ruling over them and being king over them, therefore they hated him for the dream and for the words of the dream. And according to this interpretation of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we could explain what is written on chapter 37, Pasuk number 11, meaning that after Yosef had his second dream, that the sun and the moon and 11 stars are going to bow to him, he tells the father, and the father screams at him, Havoi Novoi Ani Ve'imcho V'Achecho lishtachavoyz lecho arzo, am I and your mother and your brothers going to come to you to bow down to earth? Meaning that the second dream was referring to his father, his mother, and the brothers bowing down to Yosef. After this, the pasuk says, "Vayekanu voy echov," that his brothers got jealous. It doesn't say that his brother hated him more for this dream. Why doesn't it say that the brothers hated them more? If after the first dream the Torah tells you that they hated them, why after the second dream they got jealous? And the answer is, because after the second dream they realized that the first dream was really a prophecy, that it wasn't what Yosef was thinking during the day, that's what he dreamt at night, because it's inconceivable for the brothers to think that Yosef was thinking during the day that his father and his mother are going to bow down to him. Since they saw that it is inconceivable for Yosef to think that his father and mother will bow down to him, they realized that Yosef's dream have some prophetic element attached to them, that Yosef is not thinking about those things. Therefore, after the second dream, they do not hate him for the dream. They are jealous about the dream because they realize that this is not one of those dreams that you could be thinking about it during the day, that you dream at night. The pasuk continues right after Yaakov Avinu told them about the dream, on pasuk number 12, that the brothers went to shepherd their sheep in Shechem. Then Yaakov tells Yosef, "Your brothers are in Shechem. I want to send you to them." And Yosef says, "Hineni, I am ready to go." Yaakov says, "Go see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the sheep and bring back word to me." And Yaakov Avinu sends them to Shechem. Sefer Chentoiv asks a few questions. Number one, why did the brothers decide to go to Shechem right after the interpretation of the second dream? Why specifically to Shechem? And second question that Sefer Chentoiv asks is, in pasuk number 2 of this week's parsha, it says that Yosef Hayoroya as Echov Batoin was shepherding together with his brothers in the sheep. If he was doing that, then how come he didn't go with his brothers to Shechem? Why did he stay behind? Sefer Chentoiv answers simply, he stayed behind because Yaakov realized the hatred that the brothers have towards Yosef, and therefore Yaakov was afraid for Yosef to be alone with them. If that is true, Sefer Chentoiv asks, how come all of a sudden Yaakov is sending Yosef to see how his brothers are doing in Shechem? Therefore, Sefer Chentoiv explains that Yaakov realized why the brothers decided to go to Shechem. Meaning that last week's parsha, we have the story of Dinah. In chapter 34, we have the description how Dinah was raped and kidnapped, how the brothers of Dinah risked their lives and killed the whole city and take Dinah out. And the whole reason they did that is to protect the honor of their sister, is because of brotherly and sisterly love. And according to Rav Dessler, we celebrate Pesach as a time of redemption and Chanukah as a time of lights, as a time of Oira, as a time of Torah, because the miracles that happen in those days create a spiritual force that enables you to connect to that miracle and get strength from that miracle. And that spirituality is not limited to a time of year, but it's also in a certain place, that if a miracle happened to you in a certain place, you are able to get the spirituality of the place, the force of the place, and recreate that feeling as when the miracle happened to you. Therefore, the brothers realized that they are lacking in brotherly love. Since they hate Yosef, they are jealous of Yosef, they realize that they have to rectify this problem that they have, that they are lacking love for their brothers, the brothers decided that they will go to Shechem, the place that miracles happened because of brotherly love. And by going to Shechem, they'll be able to catch into the spirituality that they are not feeling about their brother Yosef, and then everything will be fine. Therefore, says Sefer Chen Toiv, right after they heard the interpretation of Yaakov of the dream, they got jealous, and when they got jealous, they decided that they are going to go to Shechem to get back the brotherly love and remove the feeling of hatred and jealousy against Yosef. As soon as Yaakov saw what the brothers wanted to do, Yaakov was sure that the brothers will succeed in their endeavor, that they will be able to again be friendly with Yosef and not be jealous of Yosef. Therefore, Yaakov tells Yosef, "Behold, your brothers are going all of a sudden to Shechem. They are going to Shechem because they realize that they don't have enough love towards you. Since they are trying to reconnect with you and be friendly with you, I will send you to see the peace of your brother, to see how peaceful they are towards you." And Yosef accepts what his father tells him, and Yosef decides to go to Shechem to see how the brothers are. Yosef goes to Shechem, and when he comes to Shechem, a person finds him, and he's blundering on the field. The Rechaim HaKodesh explains that the Torah doesn't have to tell me that he was looking for it and he couldn't find them, and he went to the field to see if they are there, because that is implied. But Rashi says, "V'mtzeo ish, who is that person? It is Gavriel." And the Kleoker explains, as Rashi says on Pasuk number 17, "Nosu mizeh," that they left from here. So Rashi says, what does it mean, mizeh? So Rashi brings from Medesh Tanchuma, "Hisiu atzmo min ha'achva," they decided to leave the brotherhood, even though you think that they came to Shechem, and Shechem is a place where there is brotherly love. Nonetheless, these brothers decided to leave from here because they don't want to be brothers. And Mefarshim explained that numerical value of Zeh is 12, Zion is 7, Hay is 5. Therefore, Nasu Mizeh, they left from being Zeh. They don't want to be 12 anymore. They hate you. Therefore, you are in danger, and be careful when you meet them. So Gavriel came to warn Yosef that the brothers don't want anything to do with him, that they left Shechem, not like Yaakov thought, that Shechem is going to reignite their brotherly love. Quite opposite, they decided that they are going to leave and not have any brotherly love. Therefore, they left from this place and they went to Dotan, or according to the Ramban, Gavriel came that a person should not think that this wasn't organized and controlled by Hashem. It just happenstance. Therefore, the Torah tells you that a malach came to show him the way how to go, because it's already decreed that they have to go down to Egypt. And Gavriel is telling him how to go about that he has to go to Dotan, and there he's going to find his brothers. And Yosef decides that he's going to Dotan, and he gets close to Dotan. Pasuk number 18 continues and says, "Vayiru oisoy merachok," they saw him from afar, "uveterem yikrav aleihem," and before he could get close to them, "vaisnaklu oisoy lehamisoy," they conspired to kill him. The simple interpretation is that as soon as they saw him from afar, they already finding ways to think that when he comes close, how we are going to kill him. But the Ramban takes this pasuk and translates it literally, and he says that they wanted to kill him while Yosef was still afar, meaning that before Yosef got even close to them, they were trying to devise a way to kill him, like that they won't even have to get close to him and kill him. The Ramban brings from the Medrash Rabbah, Pei Dalet, Yud Dalet, that the Medrash says that they enticed the dogs, the clovim, to go kill Yosef, but Yosef was protected and nothing happened to him. We will soon try to give another reason why they decided to try to kill Yosef with dogs. But continuing with the story of Yosef, there are multiple reasons why the brothers felt justified in killing Yosef, and the Sephorna, which is the opinion we are going to use, says that the reason they tried to kill him is because of the halacha of Roidev. The rule of Roidev is that if somebody is trying to kill you, you have the right to preempt him and kill him first, meaning that you don't have to wait until he makes the first move and tries to hit you for you to be able to kill him. As long as you know that this person is chasing against somebody to kill him, you are allowed to go and kill him first. And the brothers thought that since Yosef is telling their evil reports to their father, meaning Yosef is saying Lashon Hara on them to their father, their father Yaakov is eventually going to hate the brothers, and Yaakov may decide to curse the brothers, then the brothers will have a spiritual death or maybe even a physical death. Therefore, they felt it's justified to kill Yosef before he causes more damage and before he causes their excommunication or their demise in this world or the world to come. Following the rule, Habal Lahargacha, somebody who's coming to kill you, Hashkem Lahargoy, you get up earlier and kill him first. The pasuk continues that when Reuven hears what the brothers want to do, meaning that the brothers want to kill Yosef and then throwing him in the pit, Reuven tells the brothers, please do not kill him, just throw him into the pit. And the Torah testifies that the only reason that Reuven did that is because Reuven eventually was planning to take Yosef out of the pit and take him back to his father. They take Yosef and they throw him into the pit. They sit down to eat bread and they see a caravan of Ishmaelim coming from Gilad, going down to Egypt. Yehuda then decides on Pasuk number 26 and he tells the brothers, Mabetza kinaharo gesachinu, what are we going to gain if we kill our brother? V'chisinu es domoy, and cover up the blood. Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, and we should not put a hand in him. Ki achinu besoreinu hi, because he's our brother, our flesh. Ve'ishmeu echav, and his brothers listen to him. And what happened next is a machloikas between the Rashbam and everybody else. Either the brothers themselves sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim, but they didn't want to bring him up, therefore they had somebody else bring him up. Or, according to the Rashbam, while the brothers are discussing, the caravan of Midianim heard Yosef's cry, and they are the ones who took Yosef and sold him to Ishmaelim. And in actuality, the brothers never sold Yosef. True, they had the intention to sell Yosef, but they never got a chance to do it. And they are guilty for the sale of Yosef because their actions of throwing him to the pit and making him helpless is what caused him to be sold. Therefore, they are as guilty as they would have sold them according to the Rashbam. There is a very strong question on Yehuda's statement. Yehuda does not want to lay a hand on Yosef because he realizes that Yosef is his flesh, is our brother, our flesh. Then it is very hard to understand of why Yehuda decides to sell Yosef to the Ishmaelim. I understand if you want to ignore the relationship, you feel like he's nothing to you because he is mistreating you, you write him off as a brother, then I understand that you want to sell him. But once you come to the realization of Achinu Besoreinu, he's our brother, our flesh, then how come you want to sell him? The Sephorna answers that since one of the things that Rashi brings down, that Yosef was saying bad about the brothers, was that he's calling the Bnei Ashfachos Avodim, that they are calling the children of Bnila and the children of Zilpah as slaves, and that was false. Therefore, they wanted him to have an atonement on this slight that Yosef did. Therefore, Midah keneged Midah, measure for measure, le'eved nimkar Yosef, Yosef was sold as a slave. Meaning that the brothers wanted to give Yosef a chance to atone for speaking Lashon Hara against them. And because Yosef is their brother, they wanted him to be atoned and have his sins forgiven. Therefore, they decided to sell Yosef as a slave, measure for measure, exactly the same thing that he accused them of doing, he ended up having to do. One more question we have on Yehuda's statement, that Yehuda says, what are we going to gain if we kill him and cover up his blood? It seems to imply that if you do not kill him, you don't need to cover up his blood. But eventually they do not kill him, and yet they still go ahead and cover up the blood, meaning that the brothers take the ksonis pasim of Yosef and they take the blood of a he-goat and smear on him, and then they bring it to Yaakov, and like that they cover up their crime, the sale of Yosef. Then why does he say the statement, what are we going to gain if we kill him and cover up the blood? He should just say, what are we going to gain if we kill him? And forget the next statement, v'chisinu esdomoi, that we are covering up his blood. We will try to give a different interpretation of the fight between the brothers and a different interpretation on what is going on behind the scenes between Yosef and his brothers. And to start this, we'll have to start all the way back on chapter 4 by the story of Cain and Hevel, which is found on Bereshit chapter 4. Cain was one that worked the land. Hevel was one that tended to the sheep, to the animals. Cain brought a sacrifice to Hashem from the fruit of the ground, from the leftovers of the ground. Hevel brought a sacrifice from the best of his sheep. Hashem answered to Hevel's sacrifice, did not answer to Cain's sacrifice. Cain got jealous, and Cain decided on chapter 4, pasuk number 8, there the pasuk says, Vayomer Cain el Hevel, Achiv Cain said to Hevel his brother, Vahi biyoisam basada, and they were in the field, Vayokom Cain el Hevel Achiv, Cain came on Hevel his brother, Vayahargeyu, and he killed him. Hashem appeared to Cain and says, what did you do? The bloods of your brother are crying to me from the ground. Then the pasuk says, V'ato orur ato min ho'adoma, you should be cursed from the ground. Asher potzasa es pia lo kachas es meyochecha miyodecha, that open her mouth to take your brother's blood from your hand. And he is cursed that the earth is not going to be as strong or as fertile as it was. Then Cain said to Hashem, I'm sorry, I sinned too much. Anybody who is going to see me is going to kill me. And on Pasuk number 15, it's written, Hashem gives Cain a reprieve and tells him that I won't kill you right away. I'll delay my punishment 7 generations. And Hashem put a sign to Cain, Levilti akois oisoi kolmotsoi, that anybody who finds him should not kill him. This fight between Cain and Hevel is written in the Torah to teach you of how damaging it could be when brothers are jealous on each other, when they have hatred on each other, and when they fight with each other. So much so that Midrashim explain that the reason we're not allowed to have wool and linen together is to remind us that we have to be very careful of sibling rivalry. Since Cain worked with the fruit of the land, which is symbolized by linen, and Hevel worked with the food of the animals, which is signified by wool. Their jealousy brought forth the first murder between siblings. Therefore, the Torah tells you, don't bring them together, so I should not remember their first rivalry. And also to remind you that when there is such rivalry, you are required to make sure that they are kept apart. So much so that the Medrash Tanhuma on Chayesara Siman Dalet expounds the whole Eishes Chayil as a eulogy to Sarah Imenu. And there it says on the verse Dorshot Tzemer Upishtin that she expounded wool and linen. The Medrash says that she expounded Ben Yitzchak Veishmal. She expounded the difference between Yitzchak and Ishmael, and because she realized the difference between Yitzchak and Ishmael, she said, Gareisha mazois vezbna, kick away the slave woman Hagar and her child. And the explanation Meforshim gave is that since she saw that the Torah prohibits you from having wool and linen together, because as we mentioned, this signifies brother or sibling jealousy, sibling rivalry. And as soon as she saw that Ishmael is jealous of Yitzchak, Sarah Imenu thought that this will end up in the same way that the fight between Cain and Hevel ended up. Therefore, she said to Avraham Avinu, kick away Hagar and Ishmael. Like that, I'll prevent this sibling rivalry. I'll fulfill what the Torah tells you, that they have to keep wool and linen apart, which signifies sibling rivalry. Therefore, Ishmael was kicked out. With this introduction, we are going back to our story. The Torah tells you that Yosef is tending the sheep, and Yosef tells the evil reports of the brothers to the father. The brothers already start getting angry at Yosef, and they start hating Yosef. Then Yosef has a dream, and the dream is that you are binding sheaves. When the brothers hear that the dream is about sheaves, the brothers get very scared, because the brothers realize that maybe Hashem is giving them the hint that this is tzemer upishtin yachdov, that this is wool and linen together, meaning since all the brothers were dealing only in wool, only in the fruit of the animal, and now Yosef is having a dream of grandeur, and he has a dream of sheaves, he has a dream of linen, because sheaves is fruit of the ground. The brothers think that Hashem is giving them the hint that they are required to be very careful about Yosef, because Yosef is representing Cain and they are representing Hevel, and Yosef deep down wants to kill them. Therefore, the brothers hate Yosef more, not only because of his dreams, but because of the words that signify the sheaf, because the dream is about the sheaves, and the meaning of it is that this is wool and linen, and since this is wool and linen, we have to be careful that it shouldn't end up like the murder of Hevel by the hands of Cain. The brothers aren't sure yet completely what is going on, and they decide to go to Shechem, as the Sefer Chaintov explains, that they go to reconnect themselves to the brotherhood and try to become friendly and try to see if they could remove the jealousy and the hatred. Yosef goes to Shechem, and the Pasuk says, Vayimtzoeu ish, a person finds him, which is the angel Gabriel, Vehina hutoye basada, that he is blundering on the field. The Klayakar, on his last interpretation, brings an interesting midrash, which says that the argument between the angel and Yosef was regarding the field of Cain, meaning that Yosef knew that his brothers hated him, and Yosef wasn't afraid that the brothers are going to kill him, because Yosef thought that the only reason that Cain killed Hevel was because Hevel was trespassing on his property. Meaning, the Pasuk there says that when they were in the field, and then Cain killed Hevel, meaning that the only reason that Cain killed Hevel is not because he was jealous and he hated Hevel, was because he has a reasonable argument that Hevel was trespassing. But Chas v'Sholom, that his brothers are going to kill him only because of the jealousy of the Ksoines Pasim. They have no reason to kill him, and Yosef did not think that they have such sibling rivalry that they'll come to kill him just because of the Ksoines Pasim. And Gavriel was telling him that he's blundering regarding the field, that the reason Cain killed Hevel has got nothing to do with the field, is just that he was jealous of Hevel, therefore he killed him, and that Yosef should be careful because the brothers really want to kill him. Yosef approaches from afar and he doesn't come close. So the brothers think that the reason Yosef is coming is because Yosef wants to kill the brothers. Therefore, the brothers decide that we are going to send a hint to Yosef for him to see what happens if you kill a brother. Because what happened to Cain after he killed Hevel, Hashem punished him with death, and Hashem suspended his sentence and gave him as a sign a dog. Because the Medrash Rabba there, Parsha Chof Beis, says that what was the sign that Hashem gave Cain? Rav Omar, Kelev Mosaloi, that Hashem gave to Cain a dog. Therefore, the brothers, to hint to Yosef what is going to happen to you if you kill us, decided to send first the dogs as a warning to Yosef. But Yosef did not heed to the warning, because Yosef didn't really come to kill them. Yosef just came to see what they are doing. Then Yosef didn't understand the warning at all. The brothers, thinking that Yosef is a roidev, that Yosef is intent to killing them, because they saw the hint of the sheaves and they sent the hint of the dogs and nothing helped, then the brothers decide to preempt Yosef and kill him. According to the law of self-defense, they are planning on killing Yosef, but Reuven is able to intercede that they shouldn't kill him with their hands, that they should throw him into a pit and Yosef will die on his own by starvation or by thirst, and they agree to throw Yosef at the pit. They sit down to eat bread, and they see a caravan of Ishmaelim going to Egypt. Yehuda sees the caravan, and he thinks that we could still circumvent killing Yosef. In the same way that Sarah Imenu was able to circumvent sibling rivalry by sending one away, when she saw that there is Tzemer Upishtin, that there is wool and linen, when there is Yitzchak and Ishmael is trying to kill Yitzchak, then instead of killing Ishmael, she decided to send Ishmael away. Here too, Yehuda decides, since we are siblings, and the same way that Sarah Imenu did to Ishmael, let's do the same thing to Yosef. Let's send away Yosef to a far-off land. Like that, we'll circumvent and not have to kill him. Because Cain was also punished because he buried Hevel and he covered up the blood. Therefore, Yehuda says that if we kill Yosef, we are not guilty for killing him. But what are we going to gain if we kill him, since Cain was also punished not only for killing Hevel, but he also covered up the blood, because the pasuk says that cursed are you from the ground that covered up the blood of your brother. Comes out that besides being punished for killing Hevel, which the punishment was for him to die after seven generations, he was also punished by having the earth grow less fertile, grow weaker, and that punishment came because Cain covered up the blood of Hevel. Then Yehuda says, why should we kill him and be punished for covering up his blood? Therefore, let's send him away to a off place, because this is our brother, our flesh. The same way that Sarah Imenu acted towards Ishmael, which was Yitzchak's brother, so too we have to act towards Yosef, that instead of killing Yosef, we should send them away to Mitzrayim. And furthermore, even when Cain killed Hevel, Hashem also made them be a nov and not that he should go around the earth in Golas, that he shouldn't be in one place. So too, we are going to make sure that Yosef is going out to a different place. Therefore, Yehuda was able to convince the brothers that you shouldn't kill Yosef, because we are still able to remedy by sending Yosef away the same way Ishmael was sent away. And also, even if Yosef was going to act like a Cain, like a man of the field, Hashem at the end did not punish him with death right away. Hashem punished him that he should be in exile and become a wanderer of the earth. Therefore, let's send them to Egypt to exile, but our hands should not touch him because he is our brother. From this story, we see the catastrophic effect when you don't love your brother. And since all Jewish people are brothers, we should learn to love one another. And if you love one another, then we'll have a Ahavas Chinam, love that comes freely without any reason. And if we all love one another, then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.